Okay, and so to the theatre now. And earlier this year, I got the great privilege to go along and see the Oxted Players produce an item called The 39 Steps, a performance called The 39 Steps. Turns out one of the funniest things I'd ever seen. It was produced by, or directed by, the Fringe director from the Oxted Players, Phil Fry, and he joins me now. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Teddy.
Yeah, 39 Steps. I mean, I just laughed and I laughed and I laughed. Really, really wasn't expecting that from, say, when we originally spoke about this. I originally sort of tongue-in-cheek said, Amdram. But you are a dramatic society and you're putting on some fabulous stuff.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, 39 Steps was wonderful. I think the one thing that we failed to do, I think a lot of people didn't realise how much of a comedy it was. They all associate the films that have been around recently, like James Mason, whatever. So it is one of the funniest pieces I've ever seen, and it was great fun to do.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all. It was a kind of like a little bonus. So much so, I mean, my wife and I came along to that one, so much so that my birthday came and one of the presents I got was tickets to your next event, which is what we're talking about today, which is...
is that a present or a curse then?
I'm thinking it's a present, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Hello. What more can you say to those of us of a certain age? We'll remember the politically incorrect ways of René and his gang taking on the Gestapo from the Second World War. It sounds like a strange topic for a comedy program, but it kind of works. What on earth pointed you guys in this direction?
It's an interesting one, as you say. It is a piece of its time. You know, it was, as you said, it was there a while back, unpolitically correct, but it's just a funny piece. You know, it isn't there for any political whatever it is. And the nice thing about this one, compared to some of the other shows that have been put on stage that came from TV shows, this was actually specifically written for the stage as well. It wasn't just we've nicked a couple of episodes from the TV series and put it together. It was specifically written, and it's a lovely, lovely piece, and it's, you know, it's got all the favourite characters in, and it's just very funny.
Yeah, when you say politically incorrect, of course, it does actually all centre around the picture of the fallen Madonna with the big boobies, which for radio is about as far as we can go with that one. But I mean, in terms of being politically correct, you couldn't be more incorrect than that, could you?
No, not really. And obviously it's all around, you know, a French cafe owner in the Second World War who's failing at most things, but obviously succeeds in the end.
I remember watching this on television and it went all over the place. And of course, it has several catchphrases like listen very carefully. I shall say this only once. I'm guessing that's going to get used in all of this, isn't it?
Of course.
And of course, there's the policeman. I could never remember his name, the policeman in this, but I could never quite get how he said what he said and how he said it. And you know exactly what I mean, don't you?
Absolutely, it's Crabtree. So fundamentally, it's an English agent pretending to be a French policeman and saying Fringlish, I suppose you can call it, very badly. So instead of saying good morning, it's always good mooning.
Yeah, it's all right in the single instance, but when you string a whole sentence together like it, it's very clever. And I'm guessing you've got somebody lined up for that.
We have. I certainly wouldn't want to play that part. It is... You know, doing things badly is actually more difficult than doing things well.
I think Eric Morecambe showed that when he played the piano, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
it's right up there with that. Now, this has been in production for some time now, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, we've been rehearsing now for several months, and actually we're on in a couple of weeks, starting on the 17th.
Yeah, is that a preview night, the 17th?
No, that is our opening night.
Oh, you extended it then a night now?
No, we haven't been on. We are...
Ah, because I'm looking at your website at the moment, and it says from the 18th to the 22nd of October. So I was thinking there, we've got a bonus. You've actually extended by a day.
Either that or I could be losing my mind, of course. it's called old age, Tony. It is. I'm 80, right, it's the 18th. Oh, my goodness. I think that goes along with my character. someone losing their mind.
Oh, don't worry, you're only the spokesman. You're allowed to make a mistake. It's all right.
Yes, it's the 18th to the 22nd, Tony.
Ah, right. Okay, thank you for that. It's a very short run, actually, which, as was the 39 Steps, as all your productions are, they're reasonably short run. I don't think you ever go over a week, do you?
Just for the pantomime, obviously. So that's an incredibly...
Oh, no, you don't. Well, no, let's not go there. Let's not go there right this minute. We'll come to the pantomime in a moment. But, yeah, it's a Jeremy Lloyd and David Croft written piece.
Yeah.
I'm told from very good sources that the Fringe director who produced 39 Steps is not actually producing this. He's actually in this.
Yes, unfortunately, it's true. Despite everybody trying not to make that happen, it did happen somehow. And I've managed to get myself back on stage through, a few bribes and a few bit of wheeling.
I'm looking forward to that. What part are you playing?
I'm playing Colonel Van Strom.
Yeah, Colonel Van Strom.
He's the rather affable but pretty useless commander, town commander, who always seems to get one over on.
Yeah, I got it now. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that quite clearly. Now that works quite well for me.
Yeah, the fact that I don't even know what day it is pretty much sums up the character.
No, it's the appearance more than anything else, I think.
Oh, well, the fact that I'm short, fat and bald.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. Come on, that's not fair.
I will say it. That's fine.
Okay. It's on, as you said, from the 18th to the 22nd of October. I don't want you to give away too much on this one, but tickets are £13. They're available from your website, which is oxlidplayers.co.uk, or if anybody wants to, they can email in, can't they, at tickets@oxlidplayers.co.uk.
Absolutely, yeah.
£13 and an absolute bargain. I promise you, we will be there heckling you on the Saturday night. We will be. Now, that's to say the 18th to the 22nd of October at the Barn Theatre. Now, also around all of that, you have a pantomime coming up.
We do. Annual pantomime, which we put on in January, this year is going to be the wonderful Cinderella.
Oh, no, it's not. Now, you see, I can do it now.
Now you can't.
Oh, why not? Yeah. There's Cinderella. These are big productions for local drama companies, aren't they? Pantomimes.
It's huge. I mean, it takes a huge amount of effort. I mean, and money, for an amateur group to put something like this on. But it's always been something that's been sort of the thing that we were known for. So the pantomimes have been very, very popular with the locals in Oxford for many, many years. And we've been very lucky with that.
Now, are these pantomimes updated or are they still on the same? Because pantomime itself, again, always was a fairly irreverent and politically incorrect thing. I remember going to panto myself a few years ago in Torquay, where they had some, should we say, small statured people throwing toilet rolls into the audience. Yeah. And they were literally inviting everybody to get up and throw them back, which I did and hit one, which was very, very amusing. They laughed, we laughed, but don't think you'd get away with it now.
No, I mean, pantomime is something special. And I think, some of the traditions of it, I'd hate to see that change. There will always be updates and the way that people look at things. And obviously, pantomimes are being constantly written. You don't sit there and say, we're doing Cinderella and it's the same script. Actually, this one's been written by one of our own team, which is great. But, you still have the Ugly Sisters who are, played by men.
Yeah.
And you still have some parts that are women played by men and some parts women played by... men played by women.
So yeah.
It is that, and it's a lovely piece. That's the way I think pantomime should be, and it shouldn't be taken in any other form. It's a wonderful piece of entertainment, which is... And again, I think the pantomimes now have adapted. It's not just a kiddie show. It's there for everybody. And you get, obviously, all the new modern music. And I think we've got a fantastic musical director who brings in some incredible music and harmony into these
things.
Because, as I said, it's comedy, it's drama, it's music, it's dancing, it's everything.
Yeah, I mean... they're all as you said, that it's all updated, which is really, really nice to see. Is pantomime as popular as it has ever been?
I can't speak globally, but I mean we do very, very well. It's I'm delighted to say we do. It's something that is still goes very, very well down in Oxford, and we get huge audiences, which is great.
You actually said it was for both adults and children. Now I know normally with pantomime it's a case of the humour is very childish, but there's an adult point to it that the kids wouldn't get.
Yes,
is that about right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So that one's the 13th to the 21st of January. Are you in that?
No, I'm not. I'm taking a break.
Ah, you're not one of the fairy godmothers.
Oh no! I decided last panto I did was a few years ago where I played the talking parrot. And I decided that was the way to go out in style.
Talking parrot.
My knees will never be the same again.
Talking parrot. I love that. I have that image firmly in my head now. It's the oxfordplayers.co.uk where again tickets are gettable from. There is a phone number actually that they've put on the bottom here as well, which is 01883 714062. Would that be correct?
Absolutely, because obviously pantomime you tend to get schools or scout associations, whatever, sort of wanting big bookings, so it's easy for them to do it that way.
Okay, so there's two brilliant productions coming up. There's the Hello Hello, which is in a couple of weeks' time. Get your tickets for that one, because I would imagine that is going to be side-splittingly funny.
Indeed.
I can't think it's going to be anything other than that, actually.
And I'd like to say selling fast as well. So.
Yeah, well, I was kindly brought some tickets for that one, so okay. I shall be there for that. You've got your panto, and then I know you've got a couple of things lined up into next year. It's a busy old society. Do you have enough people?
I'm delighted to say we are thriving. It's building up, and that partly is because we do two shows in the Barn Theatre every year, plus the pantomime. And we also do, I think I've spoken to you before, about our Fringe.
Yeah.
We go outside. So the Fringe is doing really well this year. We were actually at Flower Farm in Oxford as well. And that's really bringing on new people. People saying that they really want to sort of come and do something different. And so, we do well. Of course, what we are challenged with, and I think all societies are, it's great for the actors to be on stage, but it's having the people to come and do the lights and the sound and build the sets. And it's, we've obviously got a fantastic set of stalwarts that have been doing this year in, year out. It would just be great to get more youngsters involved in it. It's great fun. I mean, instead you get involved with everything and, certainly in pantomime or even a Lolo, some of the backstage crew have to come on and act as the peasants. So you definitely get involved.
Sounds like a whole bunch of fun, that does. So anybody that's interested in coming along, because it's always difficult to get people to do what you could suppose describe as the less glamorous things than standing taking the bow on stage. It's for doing all of the backstage stuff. Anybody interested, I suppose, contact you via your website.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is oxfordplayers.co.uk. Whole bunch of stuff on there. The Fringe, presume, is finished for the year, is it?
It is. We finished in August at Flower Farm, and we're just planning the programme for next summer. Again, probably do some comedy one-act plays. Plus, we did our first murder mystery evening this year as well. So we're trying to branch out and do new things again. So it's great fun.
When are the plans to start next year?
Likely to be the summer again. There's likely to be a few weekends in the summer, and we'll see what happens after that. But it's also, because things are going so well and thriving, it's trying to fit things in. And as you said, we've got lots of people, but even then we are filling up the dates and using up the people all over the place.
Well, that's really, really good news after the terrible couple of years that this country's had with regards to COVID. That's a remarkable recovery, and it's very, very pleasing to hear. So what I'd like, though, is I'm going to come along see this production of Hello Hello in a couple of weeks' time, is to talk to you again early next year or some point next year about the Fringe. Find out a little bit more about that. But for now, Phil Fry, thank you for talking to us. Good luck with Hello Hello, and may your, what did you call him? What's his name? The part you're playing?
I look forward to seeing you there.
Okay, I look forward to it too. Phil Fry, thank you.
Thanks, Danny.
Cheers.